I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey. We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, it's an artist spotlight edition with Bela Fleck. Fleck is a banjo-playing musician extraordinaire who has won 18 Grammy Awards across a more than 40-year career.
It doesn't hurt. I mean, it doesn't make you feel bad.
If I'm doing a gig and they say 18-time Grammy winner, but what's this music? I don't know. Who are they? So I don't know, but, you know, they must be pretty good.
From guest spots with groups like Asleep at the Wheel, to collaborations with his group The Flecktones in the 1990s, to renowned sessions in Africa in the 2000s tracing the origins of the banjo, Fleck has been on a mission to push listeners to challenge their assumptions about what the banjo is and can do.
It's not that the southern side of the banjo isn't one of the greatest musical offerings that has come from America. It's just that that's only a piece of what's so cool about the banjo.
In an interview this week, I asked Fleck, who grew up in New York City, to take me on a journey through the music that made him the artist that he became.
I heard Earl Scruggs play, and Earl Scruggs is the guy who started this three-finger style. I heard him on the Beverly Hillbillies television show when I was much younger, maybe 5 or 6, on television, and it just stuck with me. I just remembered it being the most incredible thing I'd ever heard, but I didn't really tell anybody. It was sort of my own little secret, and from then on, I was banjo aware.
I'm gonna listen to my story about a man named Jed.
Then dueling banjos came out, you know, when I was a young teenager. And I had learned to play a little guitar because I never thought I would be able to play the banjo. It sounded just impossible. No human being could possibly do it, I assumed. So I learned some guitar, and then my grandfather got me a banjo the day before I started high school. And I was just so thrilled to have it in my hands, and I was hooked.
From there, Fleck caught the jazz fusion bug. And this one from Chick Corea's 1973 Light as a Feather album was like a thunderbolt.
I was in a jazz appreciation class in high school, and our teacher, Justin DiCiocio, put it on, and it blew my mind. The sound of that keyboard was actually very relatable to a banjo player because it's that electric keyboard. And then when you finally get to Chick Corea's solo, it's like the voice of truth. This just kind of blew my mind as to what was possible. When I thought of jazz, I never thought it was very accessible to me, even though I loved the idea of playing jazz on the banjo. But when I heard Chick do it, I thought, I think I could do something more like that.
Another aha moment was hearing fellow New York native and bluegrass legend Tony Trischka.
And he became my teacher, and I became his protege. Tony Trischka showed us how to be yourself in the 1970s and 80s at that time, and was wildly innovative. It's great to play traditional bluegrass if you grew up on a cabin on a hill, then you're singing your truth. But if you grew up on Upper West Side, you know, in the 60s, that's not your truth. So, you know, you can do it for a bit, but you got to find your own point of view, or it's not really art, it's copying.
Also formative was the summer where Fleck and his family listened on repeat to Joni Mitchell's Blue.
It's just so good. It's like one of those records that doesn't stop being the best thing you ever heard at any point in your life. So listening to that, I just think, how perfect can something be? So it's just imprinted on me. And I know that that's a big piece of what makes music speak to us is when you first hear something, sometimes it doesn't hit you all at once. And you listen to it over and over. The more you listen to it, the more it imprints itself into your brain and it becomes kind of a part of you.
Fleck's most recent album is a collaboration called Beat Trio.
Sometimes I think I've written all I can and I'm not ever going to come up with anything like I came up with, you know, a long time ago. Can I come up with something? And I go, well, actually, that's actually pretty good for 67 or whatever, you know.
I'll ask you a big impossible question if you don't mind, but like, what do you think your purpose is on Earth?
My purpose on Earth? Oh, gosh, that was a good one. That hasn't been asked of me. I have a lot of allegiance to this instrument for some reason, and I feel very idealistic about the way I want to play it and the way I don't want to play it and the way it's perceived and sort of narrative that it's a white southern instrument only when it came from Africa, when it was completely a part of the early days of jazz. I take it very seriously. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense, but I do. I love it. I want to do the best job I can. I want to prove to people that the banjo can be a lot more than a strictly a bluegrass or a, you know, folk instrument.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY. And you can catch Bela Fleck and his band, Beat Trio, at the Concerts Under the Stars series in King of Prussia on Thursday, June 25th.